The week of March 16th to March 23rd was a global week of action against tar sands profiteers. These are corporations with vested financial interests in the Keystone XL tar sands pipeline. One good example is Valero Energy, whose contract to buy massive amounts of diluted tar oil made the pipeline possible. Another is TD Bank, the largest single commercial lender to TransCanada's Keystone XL tar sands pipeline. Both of these were hit in actions here in D.C. as part of the week of action against tar sands profiteers. TD Bank got a nasty surprise when they showed up sometime before 7 a.m. on the 19th of March to open their branch at 15th and P Streets. Two activists were locked to a concrete-filled trash can known as a bear trap, weighing hundreds of pounds. Another was locked to the doors with a chain, closing them. All were part of tar sands blockade solidarity. There was no access to the 24-hour ATM. It took police until 8 a.m. to remove the blockade. To get the blockaders to let go, police had to let them leave without being arrested. Otherwise, their two-cycle gas-powered chop saw that they had brought would have filled the bank with smoke and the dust might have destroyed the ATM.
Oh, I get it. They're going to try to smoke them out. Yeah, but much that thing smokes.
Cops hung white sheets over all windows from which the blockade could be seen after cutting the chain holding the first activist to the door and letting him go. They hooded the activists locked to the concreted trash can like detainees at Guantanamo Bay and threatened to saw them out at considerable risk of injuries.
They put the hoods on us.
They hooded you like a Guantanamo?
Right, to protect our faces from the dust, they said. But they put the hoods on us so we couldn't see each other anymore.
Jesus, hooded like Guantanamo. No wonder they ran this privacy screen.
Yeah, it was a little crazy.
The only thing is, TD Bank did not want the ugly publicity stemming from arrests, and sure as hell did not want that ATM trashed by dust from cutting through hundreds of pounds of concrete. It would have taken a half hour at most to saw out the barricade. Offered the chance to withdraw without arrest, they took it and departed, having sent a very strong message to TD Bank. By no means were DC pro-Earth activists finished with TD Bank. 2 days later, Rising Tide DC and Chesapeake Earth First were up at bat. Everyone gathered by the Canadian embassy, making the cops think the embassy was the objective. Louise Thundercloud of the Lakota Nation had this to say.
I'm going to say thank you.
Going to say thank you.
To the Creator.
To the Creator.
For gathering us all here.
Gathering us all here.
I want to invite all indigenous
ancestors
of Canada
and the United States
to join us in this place for we come with good intentions.
And I'm going to digress to my notes.
They marched set out north, bound for the TD Bank on 7th Street, the same one that had their windows smashed the night before the inauguration. When protesters arrived, they made a serious effort to storm the building and several got inside. Cops pushed them back with considerable difficulty. Here's what things sounded like as protesters swarmed in on TD Bank.
Ho, ho, ho! Keystone Pipeline's got to go! Hey, hey!
Mike Jack!
TD Bank!
TD Bank!
Has provided the largest corporate loans!
For the Keystone XL Project!
They're the fourth largest shareholder!
In TransCanada!
Owning over 13 million shares!
TD Bank! Not so green! Tarzan's money is obscene!
TD Bank! Not so green! Tarzan's money is obscene!
After departing from TD Bank, protesters descended on a ritzy office space rental building at 601 Pennsylvania Avenue. One of their tenants is Valero Energy, the number one planned buyer for tar sands oil from the Keystone XL tar sands pipeline. Not expected there, they caught security with their pants down and stormed into the building, complete with a 15-foot or so pipeline made from cardboard and even a one activist bike. Security went nuts. Cops got physical, but five activists sat down and refused to leave. Here's what things sounded like as opponents of the Keystone XL stormed 601 Pennsylvania Avenue targeting Valero.
Everybody in! Everybody
go, 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 go!
Woohoo!
Here comes the storming.
Things quickly heated up.
This is what your punk flag will do!
Hey, get that fight out here, please.
Cops another half an hour to remove the sit-in. The five activists were brought out in handcuffs to the cheers of the crowd. Finally, dancing protesters ripped the cardboard replica of the Keystone XL tar sands pipeline to shreds. The Keystone XL just seems to get destroyed when it's around pro-Earth activists. At about the same time as the march on TD Bank and Valero, yet another group of activists staged an interfaith civil disobedience against the Keystone XL tar sands pipeline with another 15 arrests. DC area opponents of the Keystone XL still weren't done with tar sands funder TD Bank. On the morning of Saturday, the 23rd of March, protesters returned to the same branch of TD Bank that had been on the receiving end of Tuesday's concrete barrel blockade. This time it was climate first up at bat for the third visit in 5 days to what organizers called Tar Dollar Bank. Security wasn't expecting them, and they were able to march unopposed into the outer lobby.
No pipeline, no tar sands, no more theft of indigenous land, no pipeline, no tar sands, no more theft of indigenous land, no pipeline, no tar sands.
When police finally pushed protesters back out the door, one of them had this to say.
TD Bank has over $650 million worth of shares in TransCanada. They're building the pipeline across our country from Canada to Texas. It's going to carry tar sands, the most carbon-intensive fuel on Earth. It has been said, tar sands, if we burn all the tar sands and continue business as usual with conventional oil, our climate will be out of control. That's not me saying that. That's James Hansen, premier climatologist.
Louise Thundercloud of the Lakota Nation had this to say.
In this conversation is why the human toll on indigenous people first is not even considered. The larger question is, or the larger issue is, the toll on human beings. But indigenous people told everyone many years ago when you first came here that if you harm us, you go next, and permanently.
It's like you're in a coal mine and a canary dies and they're like, oh, I don't care about the canary.
Speaking of canaries, TD Bank, also known as Tar Dollar Bank, may well be the canary in the coal mine for what is going to happen to those who invest in the Keystone XL tar sands pipeline. They own over $500 million worth of shares in TransCanada, builder of the tar sands pipeline. As one of the protesters said, own the shares, share the blame. In one of the final acts of the week of action against tar sands profiteers, Climate First went on to a second branch of TD Bank, causing them too to empty out. Across the continent, there were something like 55 actions in all during the week of action against tar sands profiteers. Protesters in New York appeared on the 23rd of March at TD Bank branches as well. Yet more TD Bank protests took place in New Haven, Connecticut. In Salt Lake City, Utah residents blockaded a Chevron oil refinery and turned away 6 trucks. Valero's corporate headquarters in San Antonio, Texas was taken over and stormed the previous day. And TransCanada themselves also had offices stormed and shut down over the week. This is but the beginning. Hey, TD Bank and Valero, why don't you talk to Fortress Inc. about just how bad it can get when you do business with those animal experimenters at Huntington Life Sciences? TransCanada and the Keystone XL are rapidly becoming the Huntington Life Sciences of oil, and that means protests won't stop at the office but will show up at executives' homes the way things are going. With tar sands theirs, no sleep for the wicked.